It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss diagnosing and treating valvular heart disease and the exciting future in the heart valve research space. Here's Rasa Kay.
Your hard-working heart valves sometimes start to wear out later in life despite your best efforts to live a heart-healthy lifestyle. Interventional cardiologist Dr. Muhammad Raza says there may be no sign that your valves aren't opening or closing properly in the mild to moderate disease stage.
But when the valve dysfunction is more advanced, is in the severe range, that means it will start to have symptoms. And usual symptoms of valvular dysfunction are shortness of breath, fatigue and tiredness, or leg swelling.
Such symptoms should always get checked out by your doctor, because Dr. Raza warns that while there are effective, minimally invasive interventions to address valve disease, they can't be performed at the most severe stage. Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Drive is live. That's right. You heard Clint there. And Tyler is back. And let's... All right, let's start it here, folks. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, please participate in this. Those of you that are participating via the gym at the Texas Amber text line, please participate here. This is where we're starting. 713-572-4610. Tyler Milner went to the game. Tyler Milner had a hell of a night.
You're damn right.
Tyler Milner had a hell
Jack
of a
Jack and Jill pacing to it. Doesn't
Tyler,
it?
Tyler Milner.
What does that mean? I never heard that.
He went up the hill. Tyler Milner had a hell of a night that ended on DoorDash.
I forgot I texted you.
What restaurant?
I forgot until this very moment I texted you.
We will unveil this by the end of the segment.
And yes, I know my voice sounds like ish.
Well, it didn't help when you came out and didn't pace yourself like I don't think you did yesterday.
I tried to set the tone, baby.
And tried to set the tone with that. With
one
that,
down, 161 to go.
Yes, you should have been like me in New Orleans. I was out there just trying to stay low the whole way.
Not like Reggie.
Until it, damn. Well, I knew my voice was in trouble that whole week. I was trying to stay low the whole time until.
Need a throat coat.
Yeah, I did. That damn fake digs came on. But. Where did Tyler get DoorDash from? 713-572-4610.
Good starting question.
Name the restaurant. We will let you know by the end of the segment. We know Tyler ventures out.
Where
on
and
the
what
DoorDash.
Time?
Wow! Oh my! We know Tyler ventures out on
what
DoorDash.
What happened?
My man in League City. Right on the money. First shot.
Brendan Lee City, well done.
Where did it? We got some people. We got Jack in the Box from Toby. We got Jack in the Box from Kick Rocks. Had to be Jack in the Box. All right, we'll let you know by the end of the segment, but please, where do you think Tyler finished off his night. What time would you say this was? Because that we also need to give those context clues.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
What time did you set it down? By the way, that game started at 3:10.
So marathon, you know, boys.
And you know Tyler didn't get there at 3:10. What time did the ordering of this DoorDash take place?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I'll give the people some clues to this.
You sound like hell.
Oh, I know it, man. I know it. I'm just glad I don't feel as bad as I sound, to be honest. But I'll give you some clues here. I got home at about 1:15 a.m.
Oh, boy.
Ordered the DoorDash very quickly. Like, I realized I was
freaking hungry. So we got about a 1:20, 1:25 DoorDash order a.m.
Yes, that is correct. I think it arrived at my door probably about 1:50.
And I got. Oh,
I would have bet that you did. You ordered it in the Uber.
I actually had it pulled up in the Uber, and I was trying to, but I kept getting sidetracked.
Yeah, you probably when you're in an Uber, you probably need to pay attention to where you're going anyway.
Kept getting sidetracked.
Make sure you didn't pass your exit.
No, I really did have it open. I was trying to order it to like have it arrive when I got home, but then I got home and I was like, damn, I never did that. So I'd order it from where? From where? It's delicious.
By the way, folks, Tyler is going to the Houston Open tomorrow too. So,
oh man,
as he just
said, I'm scared.
I mean, is he gonna be recovered by Monday?
So. All right, guy. He said that DoorDash arrived at 1:50. Folks, again, I want to be very clear.
What a week!
That the first pitch was at 3:10, and we all know that he did not get started if he was doing it right at 3:10.
No, so there's no
trust
doubt
me, he was not.
There is no doubt it was a 12-hour bender.
Pre-game started about 1:00. Yeah,
yeah. So, go ahead. Let's keep that.
Shout
let's
out
keep
to the fine folks at Woodruff.
Again, also here, man. I thought about you last night, man, and you know, it felt like Reggie was trying to almost say that, hey, we'll let Ron go ahead and take you out, take care of you. You guys know me. Unless that I am backed into a corner, and that has only happened one time in 5 years on this show.
I can verify.
I am not a, ha-ha, your team lost.
You're not. You never
have. No, man. I felt bad for you last night, Clint. Oh, I felt bad. Like
I felt bad this morning when I saw it.
I told you, I want to lose the way Maryland lost yesterday. I want to lose the way BYU lost yesterday. What was Rob thinking yesterday? I want to lose the way BYU lost. BYU came to the under 8 timeout. They had given up 97 points. That's where I want to be. I don't want to be up no damn 16, by the way, and just slide yourself in the record books. I believe that is the biggest comeback in Sweet 16 history. Down 16. I think up 6 with like a minute to go after he hits the 3 in the corner, knocks. And then you end up in overtime and you lose almost, you know, a last second shot. And then you can't, like, I was feeling for you, bro. I felt bad for you.
It was a painful watch. It was a very painful watch just simply because we lost. But also, late start with overtime.
Oh, you had to stay up.
I mean, if you get the win, it's worth it. If you don't, it's what the hell. And next thing you know, I mean, hell, I made it through. My 3-year-old running in the room trying to get mama and mama getting up and taking a 3-year-old back to her room. So I'm laid up in my bed by my damn self by the time that thing went off, man. By the time that game finished. Yeah, that was a tough watch. I mean, big boy hitting that 3 to send it into overtime was what a shot. I mean, what a shot. Oh, long range, over and through. Big body. I mean, it was a tough watch. It hurt. It was painful.
Man. I can remember when Kansas lost to Michigan up 11 with 3 minutes to go under 4 timeout. Somehow, damn, Trey, God, I hate that kid, just came back and just ripped your heart out, man. I did, and that was, I thought, like, we're looking, all right, Calipari, this is about to be the story of the night, the story of the tournament. He's in there, and they got out just like kind of you were talking about yesterday. Texas Tech still struggled to shoot. They just had that. They had that one matchup, Texas Tech did, and they kept going to the switch. They repeatedly kept forcing a switch. I'd have just started just trapping him and making him get out of his hands. But Williams, they kept switching him on a guard, and his big ass was just back. And that was their offense. Yeah. Like, that was what.
Well, late they got hot from three, and that's really what helped them. And they hit 4 or 5 threes down the stretch in the last 3 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it was. And Arkansas' shot selection was absolutely garbage. I mean, it was – Nelly was hot throughout the game, and so I don't blame him for going to him in crunch time. But down the stretch, the last 5 or 6 minutes, 11 was the guy.
So you're saying Nelly was getting hot in here?
Nelly was hot in there, no doubt about it. I mean, Arkansas was on fire.
Knox had it going early, and then...
Knox late was the one that he could shoot it from range, and then when they extended the defense to him, he could put it on the floor and get to the rack without the length at the rack of Texas Tech hurting him. The problem was when Nelly put it on the floor, they extended to him, he put it on the floor and would drive, he'd get swallowed up at the bucket, right? Knox wasn't getting swallowed up. So I understand why they went to Nelly, because Nelly was hot the whole game, but Knox was the guy that should have had the ball, and not just the last possession, but he should have had a damn ball the last 3 or 4 possessions.
Yeah, DJ Wagner
would have. Well, Wagner's a good one, just like Nelly. I mean, he was going off all night long, but clearly the advantage was in 11.
Even the shot that Brazil, he hits a huge three to tie it, I'm sitting there saying, no. Yeah. Like, no. Yeah. No. Like, that ain't your deal, Jack.
Yeah.
And that thing went down.
But the mistake, people want to talk about not calling a timeout, not fouling when you're up 3 late right there, and that's fine. I get it. But the reality of it is, Calipari took his foot off the gas at the 10-minute mark when he was up 16.
Someone just texted in, Clint, are you mad at Calipari? Because they said someone else texted in, up 16 with 6 minutes to go, you just can't lose that game.
Well at about the 10-minute mark, when they're up 16 at that point, is when you could tell they just took their foot off the gas. They started pulling the ball out. They started dribbling the ball out. They took all the air out of the ball. That was really where they held the advantage, was the tempo. To keep the tempo rolling, Texas Tech isn't as comfortable playing that way. Arkansas is bred to play that way, and they took the air out of it because they had the lead. They did it way too early. I'm questioning a Hall of Fame coach here. That ain't my get down, but it was very clear that early, way too early, they took the air out of the ball.
This wasn't hindsight. You were probably looking at it while it was happening.
Well, in the moment, I'm going, hey, man, I hope it works out for you. I hope this works out for you, because it is clear what you're doing. And then, you know, like you have a – they get hot, which you knew Tech could. They had shot the ball horribly
all night.
For all night and the previous two games, right? I mean, they had – so, you know, we didn't – you had no idea that they were all of a sudden going to flip a switch and get hot the way they did. And you get poor shot selection from about a 6-minute stretch, and next thing you know, it's a 3-point game, and they're back in this thing, or 6-point game, and they're back in this thing.
Yeah, that was just one of the most. I just, like, Arkansas has to be like, what are we doing in overtime? Yeah. Why are we still playing basketball right now?
Yeah, and before you even realize, you're beat, right? Yeah, it was a painful one to watch, no doubt.
Yeah. By the way, like the texter just sent in. Yep. Well, I feel you. The Lakers were up 18 in the fourth quarter. And LeBron took a urinary break on himself for about 15 seconds there, along with the rest of the Lakers defense, just all over themselves. So hell, I know you probably don't take any appreciation in this, but it was the game of the tournament.
Well, here's the thing. It was a game of the tournament, and back to your other point about the Lakers, it is a little easier to swallow when your college team does it, and then you turn around and you watch LeBron and Luka do it. It's like, well, it happens. It's part of it. I'm going to tell you what, though, boys.
And the tough thing is, though, they get to play again Saturday.
That's regular season, right? I'm going to tell you, man, like, I feel like I've always, playing at Arkansas, like, I feel like I played for one of the more rabid fan bases in all of college football. They're not going to put 108,000 in a stadium like Tennessee or Michigan or whatever. But when it just comes down to per capita, like how crazy the fan base is, I'll put Arkansas up against anybody. I don't know. Kentucky basketball in particular may be worse. I mean, they are, and I understand the Calipari deal. I understand the Calipari's history there. I mean, they are ruthless on social media with this stuff, man.
Yeah, they are.
And I think it's more just their basketball than it is their fan base in general, but that their basketball fan base, which is their fan base.
See, they're different. Like, Kansas fans can be really just arrogant and piss people off in that way. Kentucky fans, they're aggressive. They go.
Well, it's just like their hate for Calipari. Their hate for Calipari is just – I mean, I made that little comment on field of 68 when I was on with him. I was like, look, there was one guy in the locker room when he took the deal over. He stole Kentucky's top three recruits and he took three guys off. Okay, that's fine. I said he had $7 million and he went shopping. So he went shopping in Kentucky.
There were many Kentucky fans who had a sexual like experience last night when
Calipari lost. No question about it. Now, we'll see what they do today. We'll see what they do today versus Tennessee.
By the way, again, 713-572-4610. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Tyler went to the game yesterday, 3:10 start, and he did what he does when he has a night. He hit that DoorDash, and he made an order around 1:25 a.m., and received that order at 1:15. Can you guess the restaurant he decided to, in his drunken state, to go to from DoorDash in the middle of the night? Can you guess it? We've got some guesses. We will unveil. He will just start reading his order, and then you will understand just start reading his order coming up. Remember, we're giving you context clues here. Middle of the night, he did do it at home. So those of you who just were texting in places like Twin Peaks, that's probably not it. And it was 1:25 in the morning is when he hit that order. So can you guess that? By the way, I think obviously that game was one of the big stories of the night. How about Cooper Flagg last night?
Yeah.
And I talked about it.
I watched it on the ticker.
Yeah, we talked about it when you were out last week. They got a chance. This and the NBA has a chance to really eat. Now, I don't think he's going to pull off the Caitlin Clark type of thing where he becomes a huge, huge star. But if he could become the star over this tournament, over this 3 weeks or whatever, going into the NBA, like that would be a huge deal of a young star that people followed and started to fall in love with. That is, and last night, 30 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 blocks in that game on CBS. Cooper, the American flag.
Oh, I see what you did there. Did you do that or did you pick that? Did you steal that from somebody?
I heard it from Jay Williams first. He didn't really sell it like that, but now I cleaned it up a little.
Sounds better from you.
I cleaned it up a little bit. The American flag. Yeah, he should have a flag all the time.
You think he should come out with one draped over his shoulders?
Yes, every time.
Or run him with one.
If he's got the right marketing group, he will.
Now, the problem, I don't know. I'm a little concerned because he's clearly, like, they're doing it, right? If you go watch a tournament game, he's got about 3 or 4 commercials that are running.
Okay.
And you can't miss them. So they're doing it right. The one of them is my problem is he's decided to take his talents to new.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Balance, and I think that's a real problem.
Yes, I could agree with that.
And I don't know. I'm not going to say I don't know why. I'm going to assume they broke him off early in a way that it was hard for him to
turn
down.
I didn't know New Balance had basketball shoes.
Oh, you did? Yeah. You want to know who they... Yeah. This is why a player that has a chance to be the star that he is, these are the people that are the stars of New Balance basketball. Their number one guy, Kawhi Leonard.
That's fitting. If you gave me some time to think about it, I would have landed on, no doubt about it.
And his shoes are atrocious. Atrocious.
Yes.
Murray from Denver. That's okay.
I don't know if I'd have got there, but
Canadian.
Yeah.
That's another one. Like it's rough. It's a rough. But he's in that commercial. And I'm like, come on, Doug. New Balance.
New Balance. That's a tough one. He clearly didn't take it at LeBron's advice and say, "What do I want to wear off the floor?"
Like the floor to me for him, the floor is Adidas. Like we got to go. It's got to be Nike, Jordan, Adidas. That's the floor. Maybe you want to get like to, for him the star he is.
Yeah.
Puma's trying to make a run.
Armor. No, he could do the Steph Under Armour, man. I mean, Steph made Under Armour cool.
It's all right. You remember that nurse shoe he had?
Two beefy five-layer burritos.
Okay, we know.
Yeah, well, that's all you need.
Well, hell, you started with the entree.
What else did you get?
It was a more simple order than I've had. It was two beefy five-layer burritos and two soft tacos. And a cold Dr. Pepper.
That's good for you. Normally, you order with your eyes. How much of that did you eat?
Probably about 3/4.
Because you don't ever finish it.
Well, I guess it was more than 3/4. So I got brain fog, man.
So those of you, because we got people with Waffle House. We got people with Whataburger, Jack in the Box. Those of you who went Taco Bell on the money. And the very first person.
Was that Tyler in League City?
Tyler in League City. He went Taco Bell right off the bat.
Hey, Tyler knows Tyler.
T-Mill had that Taco Bell for sure. Someone texting. Gus and Katie, who knows T-Mill very well. Taco Bell, Gus and Katie. There
Attaboy,
you go.
Gus. You've Jacket, heard of Bo Knows you, Bo, but have you heard of Tyler Knows Tyler?
Those of you are disappointed in yourself with Jack in the Box, I thought that was a very good guess.
I stared at it.
McDonald's.
Waffle House was a pissy poor choice. Tyler, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to guess Tyler ain't been to Waffle House.
It's been a while, but...
I bet you ain't been there 10 times in your life.
Oh, dude. My most busted up nights very frequently in Baytown, Texas, ended at a Waffle House.
There's a couple in Baytown. But there was one in close to College Station, too. Mm-hmm. I think they just tore it down or something. They just closed it down
But that Waffle House on Garth Road in Baytown, I was a regular there at one point.
Somebody texted Applebee's. McDonald's would have been my... That probably would have been my guess.
Oh, Taco Bell, Jack.
Tyler, I just history. Tyler bangs out McDonald's. Didn't you order that 20-piece nugget once?
Yeah. I think it's the only time I can bring myself to just do it.
And then, I remember he had Taco Bell one night, and Megan found him with food all over him.
That was a bad
As
moment.
He was passed out.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.